I don't know if you noticed your bulletin. You ever look at your bulletin? On the front of it, it actually gives the schedules for different things, and tonight will be communion night. I just want to encourage you to come. We're going to be allowing you and encouraging you to share about how the Lord has delivered you from evil. This is kind of a month in which man and the world celebrates evil. We as a church celebrate deliverance from evil. If you turn with me in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul really praises God that he has delivered him from evil. It's part of the great prayer of Matthew chapter 6, isn't it? Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. What does that mean? Well, I believe in a way 2 Timothy chapter 4 really describes what this means. What does it mean to be delivered from evil? Paul, as you know, writes this final letter as he is getting ready to pass away. He says in the letter in chapter 4, the time of my departure has come. We know how he dies according to history with Nero, in which he takes off his head. And we know that he's under arrest at this moment. Nevertheless, his statement is, the Lord has delivered me from evil. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? So I want you to pick up, and it says in verse 16 in chapter 4, at my first defense, no one supported me. All deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood with me. The Lord strengthened me in order that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished, that all the Gentiles might hear, as I was delivered out of the lion's mouth. The Lord will deliver me, watch the phrase, from what? Every evil deed, and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. What's he talking about? Well, clearly we know that his head was chopped off. What's he talking about? What he's talking about clearly is that the Lord delivers us from that evil, subverting us from accomplishing those things that God will have us accomplish. In fact, one of his great statements is in chapter 4, verse 7, I have fought the good fight. Read it with me. I have what? Finished the course. Anything that would keep me from trusting wholly in God, anything that would keep me from performing God's perfect will is evil. And God will deliver me from that. There are going to be difficult things that come into my life that actually keep me from evil. Did you know that? The trials oftentimes in our life keep me from doing evil and keeps evil from having a hold on me. There are times that the Lord literally causes our fingers to be pried off of those things that would be destructive to us eternally. He says, God has delivered me through my whole life from those things that would take me off course, from those things that would keep me from being wholly devoted to him. He has delivered me from evil, and he is now bringing me safely home. There are many examples of this, I know, in your own life, how the Lord has brought things into your life, sometimes catastrophic events that shook you up, that brought you to the place in which you were literally freed from the hold of evil, from that which would destroy your life. There have been other examples where the Lord has brought somebody in and graciously, with great compassion and kindness, they ministered to you and you were delivered out of evil. So wonderful opportunity tonight for you and I to share how the Lord has delivered us from evil as we choose not to celebrate evil this month. Father, we're going to give you thanks for your loving kindness to us and that you have us even to the end. And we can hardly wait to see you. We can hardly wait to be in your arms, and we can hardly wait to spend forever with you. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.